A new report commissioned by the World Wildlife Fund says corals on the Great Barrier Reef that survived two devastating bleaching events are now under attack from coral-eating starfish. George Roberts reports.
Underwater images show thousands of the spiny predators wrapping their stomachs around coral and devouring swathes of the Great Barrier Reef. Dr. Udo Engelhardt from Reef Care International is an expert on the crown of thorns starfish.
So I've been looking at this beast for, 30 plus years now.
Dr. Engelhardt's prepared a report for World Wildlife Fund Australia, which stresses the compounding threats of coral bleaching and crown of thorns. Sean Hubin is from WWF Australia.
The key finding for this is that it comes after we've lost half the reef through bleaching events in 2016 and 2017. So the crown of thorns starfish is basically eating a lot of the coral that remained, which could be, some of the insurance policy for the reef.
Dr. Engelhardt again.
So the trouble is, the survivors of a mass coral bleaching event, those few corals that are showing signs of resilience and adaptation, they subsequently get targeted by the starfish so that they combine here to actually really give the reef a hard time.
How long have we got to get these two problems under control before it's too late for the Great Barrier Reef?
That's anyone's guess, really. It is the most serious state and condition that the reef has ever been in. We know there's record low coral cover on the reef now.
He says while hundreds of millions in federal funding have been poured in to target the starfish and improve water quality, it's nowhere near enough.
The estimates are closer to like $1 billion over a few years to really address this issue. So I'm afraid it's not quite enough to turn it around. Well, the bottom line is we haven't really addressed the drivers, the underlying drivers of these outbreaks. It's mostly the runoff, the nutrient-rich runoff from agricultural use. Fertilizer runoff is the key. And of course, water quality hasn't really improved since. So whilst we know the cause, we haven't really addressed this underlying driver.
The World Wildlife Fund's Sean Hubin again.
So it's, doubly heartbreaking that, those reefs and those corals that survive the bleaching are now being hit by crown of thorns starfish. Global warming has to be addressed so we can, address the coral bleaching effect. But pollution is something that's, in our control, which our governments can act on now. And I suppose we have to act on both, but we can really make big inroads on cutting pollution so we at least are taking one of the major pressures off the reef.
How urgent is that action?
Oh, I think it's now or never. We really have to do this. There's no time for excuses.
WWF Australia's Sean Hubin speaking with our reporter George Roberts.